Okay, continuing the dinim of Tisha B'Av. So, we're up to the morning davening. So, it's very interesting. There's another machlekes in halacha if you say mizmor l'sayda on Tisha B'Av or not. Because again, there's the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So, but the pearl, the minig is that you do say mizmor l'sayda. So we said, in the morning, you don't make a bracha on your tzitzis. You don't kiss your tzitzis by Baruch Shamar or Shemon Esrei or Bishma. After Shemon Esrei, there's Torah reading three aliyahs with a haftarah. It's called the Yisof HaSifim. Then you bring the Sefer Torah back. You say kinnis. Ideally, kinnis should be said until approximately 1 o'clock or close to 1 o'clock. Then you say Ashrei Uvalitziyin, but you leave out the Pasuk Vanizei Spirisi. And then you say Aleinu, and then our custom is, in the morning, after Kinnis, after Asher Valitzin and Aleinu, we sit down privately and we read again the book of Eicha. Okay, and that halacha says really should be going on until approximately midday. After midday we learned, you're allowed to learn those things that you learn on a regular basis. You're allowed to sit on a regular chair. All the other dinim of Tisha B'Av basically apply until nightfall. Now, when it comes to mincha, so what do you do for mincha? No, you come, you put on tefillin, okay? Rashi's phone. You say the three chapters of Shema, the whole Shema from Hashem to Emes, from Shema to Emes. Then, with the tefillin on. And then you finish Shachris. You say the Yom, a Yom, Beisaku, you start because it's no Tachnu. Enkalokeinu. Aleinu, you don't say because you said it already by the first minion. And then you say the Yom Tilim, as you know, we would on a regular day. And then you say Korbanis for Mincha. And then you daven Mincha in Rashi's tefillin. That's our custom. You daven Rashi, what's up? You daven Rashi. In mincha in Rashi's tefillin. Now you have to make sure that you finish mincha before shkia, because you have to put on a beinu tam's tefillin after mincha, and you need to put on a beinu tam's tefillin before shkia also. Then when you put on a beinu tam's, you do it in rabbeinu tam's, but you do it in a normal day. You say the three parashas of Shema, Kaddish Tikol B'Chor, and that what?
You missed something.
What?
The towel.
I said we put on towel. I said yesterday. You put on thousand tefillin. We said Rashi's tefillin, no? Okay, so you put on 1,000 tefillin. You finish up Shachris. You daven mincha in Rashi's tefillin, because other poskim have a minig, that other chassidim have a minig, they daven mincha in Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Our minig is we daven tefillin, a mincha in Rashi's tefillin. In fact, interesting, a guy called me the other day, and he said he's davening by a minion, that they're going to finish mincha after Shkia. You know. So then he won't be able to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin before Shkia. So he told him what my understanding was, and he should daven mincha Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, because otherwise you'll put it on too late. Then you have after mincha, whatever it is, the break, and then you daven ma'ariv. Okay, ma'ariv, the regular after Tisha B'Av ma'ariv, regular ma'ariv. We do. We start mincha plenty of time.
What time?
Mincha is going to be at 7 o'clock. I mean, that mincha is going to be 7 o'clock. You come back 7 o'clock to put on talis and tefillin and get ready to finish shachris. But people come 6:30, whatever, so they wait. If we come back to 7 o'clock, you have over an hour to do it. It's plenty of time. Now, Tisha B'Av Mincha, when you say this, there's also Torah reading, like we said, a regular fast day. There's no Avinu Malkeinu because you don't see Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, so there's no Avinu Malkeinu. But in the Shemon Esrei, whether you're fasting or not, you say the Tefillah of Nachem. In the Bracha Beinu Yerushalayim, you say the Tefillah of Nachem. And then we also say Aneinu. But Aneinu you only say if you're fasting. So the Chazan says Aneinu earlier in the bracha of right after Re'enu V'Aneinu, right before the Fa'enu. But the person says in the middle of Beni Yerushalayim, and they say Anenu in the middle of Shema Kaleinu. Okay, after Mincha you put on Beni Tam's tefillin and make sure you do that all before Shkia. Now, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av Yedav Ma'ariv, then you're also supposed to do Kiddush Levana, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Even if there was a Levana earlier, custom is you don't do Kiddush Levana until Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. Ideally, after you daven ma'ariv, before you do Kiddush Levana, it says you should rewash Negel Vasser without a bracha, and you should rinse your mouth and change your shoes into, you know, back to normal leather shoes. But again, in a shul that's very unrealistic, so the minig is right after ma'ariv, you do Kiddush Levana. Now, when you want to go home to eat, Matzoi Tishma, well, we learned already that because you didn't make Havdalah Saturday night because it was Tisha B'Av, so before you break your fast, you have to break your fast on making Havdalah. The Havdalah is Hinei Kel Yeshua, see that paragraph. Basically, a regular Saturday night Maariv, but there's no candle, no psalmim. Candle we did Saturday night, psalmim there isn't any, because only do psalmim Saturday night. What? No, just it's Sfardim do, by the way. Sfardim even do it by Maariv, I believe. But Ashkenazim only do it at Mincha. Okay. Now, Matzoi Tisha B'Av, we still have the laws of the 9 days until Monday, 1 o'clock. Whatever you're not allowed to do in the 9 days, you're not allowed to do Monday until 1 o'clock. Till Chatzei Shem. Now, which means you're not allowed to eat meat Matzoi Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat meat until 1 o'clock on Monday. Laundry, everything like that, music, swimming, all that have to wait until 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Then the 9 days are over, you're back to music and swimming and showering regular and everything's back to normal. Now, Halacha says, what happens, I had a bunch of phone calls already this year about that. People are leaving early Monday morning out of town. Or they're leaving Sunday night. After the fast, they're leaving. Now, what do they do with laundry? Do they have to take a suitcase of dirty clothing and go to the city they're doing and do laundry there? It's not very practical. So Halacha says, even though you really are not allowed to do laundry until 1 o'clock Monday afternoon, but if in time of great need, if somebody's traveling out of town, so then you're allowed to do laundry even Sunday night. You're already allowed to do laundry. And then, obviously, Monday morning too, even though it's preferred not to do any laundry or anything until 1 o'clock. But that's it. No music, no, everything else stays the same like it is during the 9 days. What? Birchas Kohanim, you don't do it Shachris, you do it at Mincha. It's basically in a base oval. You don't do Birchas Kohanim. In the morning, you leave out Tiskabel. Okay. At night, right after Maariv, you say Kaddish Tiskabel. Then you say Eicha with those few pages of Kinnis. Then you say Ba'at HaKadosh, leaving out the Pats V'Nizeh Esprisi. Okay. And then the Chazan says Kaddish, a complete Kaddish without Tiskabel. In other words, it's a Kaddish Yosem. But you don't say Tiskabel, but he says the full Kaddish. Tisha B'Av in the morning, after by Ashi Volatzin, you don't say Tiskabel. And you don't do Birchas Kohanim, either on Tisha B'Av morning. At Mincha, you do Birchas Kohanim. Because in Tisha B'Av morning, you don't say V'yosim L'cha Sholem, like in a mourner's house, you don't say, in the middle of Shiva, you don't say Birchas Kohanim, because you can't say V'yosim L'cha Sholem, you should have peace when they're not at peace. They're in the middle of Shiva. So Tisha B'Av is like the Shiva of everybody. And that's the general dinim. Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, after Chatzis, you put back the Pareches and the Arden Kedesh. And that's basically it. Okay.